Chapter 23. That night, after the Dibbons had gone up to their beds, all able-bodied Redwallers gathered in Cavern Hall to hear Skipper speak. Grave-faced, the big otter faced his audience. He pointed a paw dramatically.
"Out there in Mossflower Woods is a great danger. You can believe me, because I saw it for myself this very day. I know we smiled a bit when little Ruggum said that he saw a monster serpent and a white ghost, but I believes he was telling the truth, after what I saw with me own two eyes."
As he paused, Mem called out,
"Then tell us, what did you jolly well see?"
Urged on by Logalog's nod, Skipper told them.
"Three of the biggest adders I ever hopes to see, but all twisted together like one beast. The biggest was the middle one, and I knows this is hard to believe, but it was wearing a great golden crown with two big black jetstones set in the front. At first glance, it looked like it had four eyes. Never seen anything like it in me life, and hope I never do again, mates. 'Twas something you wouldn't expect to see, even in a bad dream."
In the stunned silence that followed Skipper's words, Malbon held up the heavy gold paw ring with his two jetstones glimmering in the lantern lights.
"Did the crown on the serpent's head look anything like this?"
The otter nodded.
"Aye, save that the crown was many times bigger, and the stones were too. But it matches the crown, sure enough, ma'am."
The abbot shook his head in awe.
"It sounds very scary."
Logalog was glad that their incredulous story was getting home. He glanced around at the Red Waller's fearful faces.
"Oh, 'tis scary, all right. We know that it hath one of those stoats who attacked Malbon and old Criculus. The other two told me and Skipper that the vermin's screams was like nothing they'd ever heard. I never ran from any beast in me life, and neither is Skipper. You'll know that. But this thing, the smell, the speed that came after us, make no mistake, 'tis a great and terrifying evil."
Seeing that the abbot wanted to take the floor, Logalog and Skipper stood to one side. Appodemus raised a warning paw.
"Now you have all heard, so I'm going to issue the strictest orders. No beast is to leave the abbey."
He stared pointedly at Malbon and Criculus before continuing.
"Skipper will organise a wall guard. You must all take your turn at watching from the battlements. But more important, keep a sharp eye on the grounds inside. I do not want to hear the Dibbons have been trying to get out by the wall gates or any other possible exit. Mem, will you and Sister Vernal take a head count of the Abbey babes twice daily?"
The Her Nurse saluted.
"Yes, sir. Double roll call. Got it."
After the meeting dispersed, Abbot Appodemus took a stroll around the orchard, in company with Logalog, Skipper, Criculus and Malbon.